There hasn't been a lot of room for fun and games in this year's presidential election. Too many weighty issues, two very serious candidates. But back in the day, there was such a thing as a political prankster, and the premier player at that game was a man known as Dick Tuck. Perhaps the original Tricky Dick. A Democratic Party political operative, Dick Tuck made a career out of playing practical jokes on Richard Nixon. Retired and living in Tucson, he recently shared some of his tall tales with KJZZ reporter Renee Gattell.
One of the most famous Dick Tuck legends goes back 44 years to when Richard Nixon and Jack Kennedy faced off in the nation's first televised presidential debate.
Senator Kennedy has a responsibility.
That night, viewers saw a Nixon sweating heavily under the lights and without any of the physical charisma of the young JFK. The next day, Nixon flew to Memphis, Tennessee. Dick Tuck picks up the story.
Nixon got off the plane, and those were the days where you got off on the tarmac, and the press moved to the foot of the stairs. And it is true that a little old lady with a Nixon button on did grab him, hug him, and say, you know, don't worry, son, you lost last night, but you'll get him next time.
History credits Tuck with putting the little old lady up to the stunt, perhaps the first example of post-debate spin doctoring. Nixon later lost the race, but that wasn't the end of the long relationship between the president and the prankster.
Anyway, after he lost to Jack Kennedy, he decided to go out to California and run for governor and teach us hicks a thing or two.
By then, Tuck was working for Nixon's opponent, then California Governor Pat Brown. During the 1962 campaign, Nixon made a whistle-stop train tour of the state.
Nixon was speaking on the rear platform of the train, and he was getting really warmed up. Dick Tuck, according to legend, jumped into a phone booth, came out dressed as a conductor, and gave the high sign, and the crowd went out like the morning tide in mid-sentence.
So the story goes, the crowd stayed behind while Nixon drifted away on the departing train. Over the decades, Dick Tuck stories have been embellished, added to, sometimes invented, and even he admits it's hard to tell truth from fiction.
You know, the operative word is legend. And legends are legends, and you know, whether it be Santa Claus or, you know, you're not going to destroy legends.
In his Arizona retirement, Tuck runs a political website and remains engaged with the political goings-on around him. At 80 years old, he's got a full head of white hair and goes around in Bermuda shorts, a dress shirt, a bright bow tie, and his signature yellow-tinted glasses. Looking back at his life in politics, Tuck can bristle if you call him just a prankster.
It used to bother me. I never liked it. I always, you know, thought that things should be dramatized with some humor.
Political pranks, Tuck believes, can have real political legitimacy.
Was it the Boston Tea Party? Was the Boston Tea Party a prank? Why don't you answer my question? Was the Boston Tea Party? Of course it was a prank. They dressed up like Indians and threw the tea over the board. Or was it a protest?
Tuck says the truth behind his legends will be in his memoirs, to be called The People Have Spoken, The Bastards. It's a line from a concession speech Tuck gave when he lost a bid for elected office in a California state Senate race in 1966. For NPR News, I'm Renee Gattell.